it does seem like $500,000 is a minimal investment, but when you really back out and look at what the city can fund, and that's limited to hard construction dollars, and in addition, it's limited to just the housing units, it starts to look like a lot more impactful. We target families specifically because we believe that children suffer the most from homelessness, and we believe we can break the cycle by addressing the families. We just believe that the need is more critical now than it has been ever in the past. And we are expanding our facilities by adding 50 new residential units, which is more than double our capacity. These units will be slightly larger than the ones we have today. We're using units that were originally built for emergency shelter use. We're now using them for longer term care, which is not really adequate. So we're going to be increasing the size of our housing units to make it a little more comfortable for our families. And when we do that, our program is designed to accommodate the whole family's needs while they stay with us. So when we bring all those new resident families on board or online, we also will be expanding our child care facility, our dining facility, and our counseling center. And the plan is to, once we finish our new housing facility, to relocate the families living there at that time into the new building, and then go back into the existing building and renovate that one as well.